You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It's been a horrendous start to the season for Sunderland. It's been a fantastic start to the season for Swansea. You couldn't get two sides more different in terms of approach to this game. Wouldn't be surprised if Dick Advocaat shakes it up a bit here, though. Sunderland have got to change something. Who's going to start with this one?
God. The fact that they've had crisis meetings after two games has to be a slight worry, doesn't it? Mm. You know, crisis, for me in football, you never hear of a crisis meeting and then 3 weeks later everything's brilliant. You know, that's usually the start of the end, isn't it? And I think, you know, I wonder if the manager's starting to kind of think, maybe I should have retired, actually. Mm. Maybe I should have just done what I said I was going to do, which was come here and see their season out and then go. Because they look desperate. You know, I know they had that little purple patch towards the end of last season, but, you know, take away that, and the form has just kind of continued from where they left off when they were in the doldrums. Conceded 4 at Leicester, 3 at Nottingham. I mean, the defence, once again, just opens up to teams. Once they go a couple down, they lose their heads completely. We remember those games last season where they got absolutely spanked. Remember, got beat 4 by Villa when Villa couldn't score a goal for Toffee. Got beaten 8 by Southampton. Now, I don't necessarily think Swansea will do that to them, and I think that they will be tighter, but, God, you know, Swansea odds against going to this poor team. I'm just not a fan of Swansea, I don't think, enough. But what I do like, I mean, we tipped him up last week, and I thought he was fantastic. And I think if Sunderland do attack Swansea and Swansea break on them, I still think Andre Ayew is overpriced at 17-10. 3 shots in the area against Chelsea, didn't score. But, of course, last week, got on the score sheet against Newcastle, as did Gomis. So I'm going to stick with this guy. 17-10 looks a nice price for a guy who scored 11 goals last season from the wing, already off the mark, and had chances against the champions in the first match. So Andre Ayew to get a goal anytime, 17-10.
Okay. Swansea, of course, impressing a lot of people with how they go forward. Montero has been fantastic so far. He was brilliant against Ivanovic. He got Daryl Yamat sent off inside the first half against Newcastle last time. If we had a market on how many times he can skin an opponent, that might be...
Oh, that's the next one, isn't it? Over 2.5 skinnings.
that might be somewhere to go. How do you see this one going, Derek?
Oh, dear. I mean, Sunderland are there to be opposed. Obviously, the form is terrible. And, you know what, the captain on the Match of the Day interview on Saturday said it made it sound even worse, didn't it? You know, yeah. The players don't seem to be playing for each other. I mean, what a terrible thing to say. After two games, maybe they didn't want the manager to return. You know, maybe there's something going on behind the scenes there. I can't remember a team starting a season as badly as Sunderland have. Your odds compilers are tempting people in here, aren't they? 13-5 at home against Swansea, who, you know, impressive though they are, they're not world beaters. I'm almost tempted by Sunderland. Were it not for that Lee Casamole interview, I'd probably go for Sunderland here. I think on the basis that they're not that bad. They've got to improve. But it's that interview that's killed me off. I can't go for them. So I'm actually going to go for Swansea. Work that one out. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, if they pass the ball around and Sunderland, the fans would be getting on the back. Those fans still there by half-time, by the way. And then, you know, someone will get sent off, almost certainly Lee Catamole, out of frustration. And then Swansea will just sort of make them pay. So I'm going to go for the Swansea at 11-10. Against my better judgment, really, because I think it's a bit too short.
What, one thing I suppose to remember, it might not be yet, but when a team is in such a bad state, it's important not to think, you know, that they'll come out and suddenly be fantastic.
No,
they would kill for a point here, wouldn't they, Derek, Sunderland?
Yeah.
I just wonder if he can get them disciplined enough to stay tight till half time, then I wonder if Swansea will have the kind of, you know, the go forward. Montero, I mean, like, as we've said, they have been better going forward this season. But you reminded me about that interview I mentioned about the crisis talks. That was, yeah, I forgot about that interview. Wow, I mean, he looked like he was ready to leave, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jeez.
A couple of bets I like here. Firstly, it's not in the match betting, but Advocaat to be the next manager to leave is 11-10. I don't think that's too bad, if you want one that's linked to this game. And also, I'd just like to make it clear, I'm a Newcastle fan and I dislike Sunderland with every fibre of my body. But if you are going to back Sunderland, back the headline offer, Defoe to score, Sunderland to win. If Sunderland are going to win, I think he has to score. Mm. He's pretty much the only threat that they've got going forward. And it's a big old jump, isn't it, from 13-5 to 7-1. So
Secretly, what you're doing there is you're putting that up as a, just taking the mickey, because you know they're not going to win.
No, he's in
you're literally taking the mickey.
He's in my fantasy team. I've never had a Sunderland player in my fantasy team, but he's the only one that's made the cut. But that's because he's the sole goal threat, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's the only one, really, that can make something happen.
They sold the only other one who can't score a goal, Connor Wickham.
Exactly. He's at Palace now, isn't he? So.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.